star moved round the heavens till it stopped right over them. Then some shepherds said an angel came and told them about the birth. They always knew men went to heaven, but now God had come to earth. And who do you think could believe such a thing? Could believe that this story's true? Who do you think could believe such a thing? Well, here's hope then to heaven you do. And who do you think could believe such a thing?
And as I'm sure you've guessed the name of that song, Who Do You Think? And here's this one has been followed up by a next one, and it's called There Is a Man in Here. And sung that again by Ron McGee and friends.
There's a man in here who turns water to wine, and he walks on the water and gives sight to the blind, and he gives back light. Dead, and he fed 4,000 with 7 loaves of bread. And there's a man in here who makes demons flee, who makes cripples walk, and he's chosen even me. For he lives in my heart, and I have no fear. I'm a better man now that the Lord's in here. Your sins are all now gone this day. Take up your bed, go your way. As he passed through the crowd, they heard him declare, I'm a better man because the Lord's in there. There's a man in here, the desire was tossed from side to side. So they woke him up as the waves grew high and said, don't you care that we're about to die? And he said, peace, be still. And when the storm had laid, he said, where's your faith? Why were you so afraid? When they saw that the sea was smooth and clear, they said, thank you, God, that the Lord's in here. There's a man in here who turns water to wine, and he walks on water and gives sight to the blind, and he gives back life to the ones that are dead, and he fed 4,000 with 7 loaves. And there's a man in here who makes demons flee, who makes cripples walk, and has chosen even me. For he lives in my heart, and I have no fear. I'm a better man now that the Lord's in here. I'm a better man now that the Lord's in here.
Well, what do you think of that? I hope you enjoyed it. And right now, I'd like to share with you a little reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, and right down there at chapter 8, and it's called Life in the Spirit. So if you have a Bible handy, why not take it down and read along with me? That's in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8. And it goes like this. There is no condemnation now for those who live in union with Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit, which brings us life in union with Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, because human nature was weak, God did. He condemned sin in human nature by sending his own Son, who came with a nature like man's sinful nature, to do away with sin. God did this so that the righteous demands of the law might be fully satisfied in us who live according to the Spirit, and not according to human nature. Those who live as their human nature tells them to have their minds controlled by what the human nature wants. Those who live as the Spirit tells them to have their minds controlled by what the Spirit wants. To be controlled by human nature results in death. To be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. And so a person becomes an enemy of God when he is controlled by his human nature, for he does not obey God's law, and in fact, he cannot obey it. Those who obey their human nature cannot please God. But you do not live as your human nature tells you to. Instead, you live as the Spirit tells you to. If in fact God's Spirit lives in you, whatever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ lives in you, the Spirit is life for you, because you have been put right with God, even though your bodies are going to die because of sin. If the Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from death, lives in you, then he who raised Christ from death will also give life to your mortal bodies by the presence of his Spirit in you. So, a nice little reading there, and gives us a lot to think about, really. Let's go to our next piece of music, and this is taken from a Praise Strings LP, and it's that very familiar and beautiful song, the Ave Maria.
Oh,
wonder if you're like me, that you like to hear stories. Well, of course, one of the greatest stories is the story of Jesus, the Son of God, who came and became one like us and lived through life's ups and downs and gave his life for each one of us to show us how much he loved us. And then the Father raised Jesus to life and by so doing opened the gates of heaven. And well, it's something that when you're a committed Christian and not a Christian just by birth, that it brings a certain amount of joy into your life. And that's what we try to do here on the Good News Station, is really to share that joy and the good news of Jesus with you. And this next piece of music is that a story sung and spoken by Max Bygraves, and this is called The Deck of Cards.
During World War II, a group of soldiers had been on a long patrol. They arrived in a small town called Casino. The next day, being Sunday, some of the boys went to church. After the padre had read the prayer, the text was taken up. The soldiers who had prayer books took them out. But one soldier, a young private, produced a deck of cards, and he spread them out in front of him. The sergeant in charge saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the service, the soldier was put under arrest and brought before the commanding officer. The CO said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." The officer looked at the soldier and said, "I hope you have an explanation. If you haven't, you'll be in trouble. Now, what have you got to say?" And the soldier said, "Sir, I've been on the march for 6 days. I had no Bible and no prayer book, but I had these cards. You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me there is but one God. When I see the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testaments. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then I see the four. I think of the four disciples who preached the gospel. They were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The five reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. Five were wise and were saved. Five were foolish and were shut out. When I see the six, it reminds me that in 6 days God made heaven and earth. And the seven brings to mind that on the seventh day, he rested. Then I see the eight. I think of the righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their three sons and their wives. And when I see the nine, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And nine of the ten didn't even thank him. I see the ten, and I think of the Ten Commandments God handed to Moses on the table of stone. The king reminds me once again there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. The queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the queen of heaven. And the jack or knave, who is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. And there are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. So you see, sir, my deck of cards has served me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And the charge against the soldier was dismissed.
That was a grand story, wasn't it? And really what I'd like to do is to try and encourage you, if you would, to take down the Bible and read some sections of the Gospel. There's always some lovely stories, and we can really get in touch with the Lord through reading the Word of God. And, you know, when it boils down, it's a question of faith and love in that faith. Because the basis of all Christianity and the followers of Christ, when it all goes down to the very bottom line, is love. And one of the prayers that I've got back to saying myself, I hope you will too, is the Apostles' Creed. And it's one of the prayers, I'm sure, that many Christians have really forgotten about. And I'd like to just share it with you. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead and ascended into heaven. From thence he shall come to judge both the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting, world without end. Amen. And through the saying of this little prayer, let's ask God for the faith we need to carry us through this life and into the next.
I loved you long before the time your eyes first saw the day. And everything I've done has been to help you on the way. But you took all that you wanted, then at last you took your leave, and traded off a kingdom for the lies that you believe. And although you've chosen darkness with its miseries and fears, although you've gone so far from me and wasted all these years, even though my name's been spattered by the mire in which you lie, I'd take you back this instant if you'd turn to me and cry. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed, I already gave my life to set you free. It's all yours if you'll come home again to me. When you come back to your senses and you see who's been to blame, remember all the good things that were yours with just my name. Then don't waste another thought before you change the way you're bound. I'll be running out to meet you if you'll only turn around. It's all you. as if you'll come home again to me. I don't care where you've been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger.
Walking to church on a Sunday morning, walking and hearing the church bells ring, seeing the folks who mean everything to us, praising the Lord as we loudly sing.
Lovely, joyful number there. How'd you like to hear another poem? And this one is called Don't Judge Others Too Harshly. Pray, do not find fault with the man who limps or stumbles along the road, unless you have worn the shoes he wears or struggled beneath his load. There may be tacks in his shoes that hurt, though hidden away from view. The burden he bears, placed on your back, might cause you to stumble too. Don't sneer at the man who's down today, unless you have felt the blow. That caused his fall, or felt the shame, that only the fallen know. You may be strong, but still the blows that were his, if dealt to you, in the self-same way, at the self-same time, might cause you to stagger too. Don't be harsh with the man who sins, or pelt him with words and stone, unless you are sure, yea, doubly sure, that you have no sin of your own. For you know, perhaps, if the tempter's voice should whisper as soft to you as he did to him when he went astray, 'twould cause you to falter too. Nice little poem there with plenty of message. And of course, the one that we're really seeking, the one that should be the center of our lives, is Jesus. And here's this song called Jesus Is the Answer.
Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world.
No doubt about that. And I'd like to play this next piece of music sung by George Hamilton IV, and it's called Abide With Me. Somehow or other, I feel that this lovely hymn is becoming very popular again. I wonder, do you agree with me?
Darkness leaves.
Hamilton the fifth, or the fourth, I should say. but that was a lovely number. I'd just like to share with you now a psalm, Psalm 91. And, you know, I've heard it said that in this psalm there are seven promises which God promises his people. So I wonder if you can see them as I read them. And I'd like to follow that up with a lovely tune sung by Gary S. Paxton. I really enjoy this tune coming up. It's one of my favourites. It's called He Was There All the Time. I hope you enjoy it too. And I'd like to just share this psalm with you. And it's Psalm 91, God our Protector. Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty, can say to him, You are my defender and protector. You are my God. In you I trust. He will keep you safe from all hidden dangers and from all deadly diseases. He will cover you with his wings. You will be safe in his care. His faithfulness will protect you and defend you. You need not fear any dangers at night or sudden attacks during the day, or the plagues that strike in the dark, or the evils that kill in daylight. 1,000 may fall dead beside you, 10,000 all around you, but you will not be harmed. You will look and see how the wicked are punished. You have made the Lord your defender, the Most High your protector, and so no disaster will strike you, no violence will come near your home. God will put his angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands and keep you from hurting your feet on the stones. You will trample down the lions and snakes, fierce lions and poisonous snakes. God says, I will save those who love me, and I will protect those who know me as Lord. When they call me, I will answer them. When they are in trouble, I will be with them. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with long life, and I will save them. It's a lovely psalm. And you know, I was just thinking while I was reading it there of the mustard seed. If we had faith as big as a mustard seed, well, we could move mountains. And let's hear Gary S. Paxton then with this one.
I guess now that you've listened to this group of songs, you can see that something has completely turned me around. That something is Jesus Christ. And you know what? He was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. Time after time I went searching for peace in some void. I was trying to blame all my ills on this world I was in. Surface relationships used me till I was done in. And all the while someone was begging to free me from sin.
life.
What I miss, he's been waiting right there all the time. He was there all the time. He was there all the time.
Paxton there. You. Just like to say a small prayer, a prayer for the ICBS and for our listeners. Lord, you are our guide in all we do, and undertake for you are our help with all our needs. We come to you now with all our requests for our listeners, our supporters, and for all involved with the ICBS. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you, for the many blessings that you have already given and sent to us. And finally, Lord, we raise our license application up to you and ask you to bless it so that this ministry from the ICBS may grow for your glory. We offer these prayers to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Create for me, O Lord.
shall declare all of your goodness. Open my lips, open my lips, O Lord, and my mouth shall proclaim all of your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight in, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice is a contrite spirit, my humbled heart you will not spurn. My sacrifice is a contrite spirit, my humbled heart
John Talbot there. And just to finish up, a small little prayer. Lord Jesus, I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to go your way. I give you my eyes to see as you do. I give you my tongue to speak your words. I give you my mind that you may think in me. I give you my spirit that you may pray in me. Above all, I give you my heart, that you may love in me, your Father and all mankind. I give you my whole self, that you may grow in me, so that it is you, Lord Jesus, who live and walk and pray in me. Father, give us the spirit of friendship and truth. Make us free from anxiety and bitterness, so that your hands may build up peace, houses of peace for our children.
Thank you. don't care what they say. They're gonna call you a cliche. I'm gonna love you anyway.
Lovely number there, by Keith Green. Thank you, Jesus. Hope you enjoyed that. Just like to mention another poem about if Jesus came to your house. If Jesus came to your home to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you'd serve him would be of the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your home is a joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in, or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they'd be seen? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard, and wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder, if the Saviour spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read? And let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or would you, maybe, change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends? Or would you hope to stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last had gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you. Let's hear from Don Francisco now. Jen Nazareth.
A loving man besides myself in a boat small and light, pushed off for Gennesaret in the first watch of the night. But a storm blew up at midnight, coming hard down on the prow. We started losing headway, shipping water stern and bow. When someone shouted loud, "Hey, look to starboard on the sea!" The men screamed out in terror at the form we all see. A man was walking on the water, and we trembled, cried, and prayed. But he stopped and turned and spoke to us. "It is I, don't be afraid." I shouted out to Jesus, "If it's you, then call to me, and tell me now to come to you and walk across the sea." Without a second's thought, he looked at me and answered, "Come." My insides turned to water, my mind went blank and numb. I climbed across the gunwale, looking straight into his eyes. But long before I reached his side, the wind began to rise, and I forgot him in an instant. And I sank just like a stone. I cried out, "Jesus, save me!" And his hand was on my own. "Old man of little faith," he said, "what made you doubt my word?
have you been this long with me without knowing what you've heard? We climbed into the boat, and all at once the wind was gone. The sea turned calm and gentle, the day began to dawn. We knelt amazed and worshipped him for the power he displayed. For all that we had seen had left us wondering and dismayed. It was not till after Pentecost I could really understand. But even when I doubted him, he did not let go my hand.
But deep inside I never changed. I guess I've been deceived. 'Cause the voice inside kept telling me that I'd change by and by. But the Spirit made it clear to me that kind of life's a lie. I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. I'm gonna live what I believe. I have decided to be getting good and just a fail. I just can't deny my able. I believe it through the
there was that lovely one called I Have Decided, and a lovely one it is too. And of course I have decided too, just to bless you all out there in the name of Jesus, and I would like to ask the Lord to send down his love and his peace and his joy into your day, to fill your days and nights with his tender mercy and his loving care. And just let me share with you little advice that was found on the back of a salesman's card, and it's something that I think we should all try to do, because we should try and forgive all those who hurt us, and in that way open the doors to let Jesus come into our lives. On this day, mend the quarrel, search out a forgotten friend, dismiss a suspicion and replace it with trust, write a letter to someone who misses you, keep a promise, forget an old grudge, examine your demands on others, vow to reduce them, fight for a principle, overcome an old fear, take 2 minutes to appreciate the beauty of nature, tell someone you love them, and then tell them again and again and again.
For the last 90 minutes, you've been listening to Brian Walsh as he presented Christian Music Ministry, coming your way from the studios of the Irish Christian Broadcasting Service, the Good News Station, on 306 meters on the medium wave band, 981 kilohertz. Brian will be back with you again, and don't forget Brian's regular program here on Friday nights, starting at 7 p.m. It's entitled Reach Out.